Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight and our nursing home program tonight, pitching it, filling in for Suzanne. I don't know if she's going to be on. She had some dental work today. But we're here with the nursing home program, and our goal with that is to turn nursing homes into accessible housing, something that everybody needs. The theme for tonight's show is getting rid of nursing homes will benefit the average person. Now, we're going to talk about what we mean by that and how it would benefit the average person. Let me just recognize a few people first. First of all, the show is brought to you by A Day for Milton, and May 19th at the Brewing Hall in Bellport, Long Island. I want to thank all that are participating and promoting that, including the local newspapers. I got a call today from the publisher of the Long Island Advance, which includes three other papers, and they told me that the Day for Milton will be advertised tomorrow in their paper. So we thank them for that very, very much. All right, News 12 is on it to try to get us an MC. I spoke with them today and used a little coercion, being friends with the news director helps, you know.
Yeah.
So we're going to see if we get the person we're requesting.
Ouch. Yeah, well, that'd be good.
For IMC.
Yeah.
And Tom called me today.
Yeah,
we're in,
oh, that's good.
In the process of getting a banner donated.
Mm-hmm.
And we are looking forward to that. He wanted to know how big the banner should be, and I told him as big as you can get it.
Exactly.
Milton deserves the best.
Yes, he does. That little cute doggy. I feel bad.
So
every
we're
time
on
I
that, and Tom's working on getting some T-shirts. So.
Oh, that's good.
All right, so you're here. I didn't know you were going to be here.
No, I don't know for how long I'm going to stay. I don't know how long. Stay on the host line. I don't know how long I can make it because I'm still bleeding with that stupid thing.
Oh.
Yeah, a lot,
right.
Too.
So
I had to take the gauze out of my mouth so I could talk. If it happens again, I'm going to just put
Oh, well, that's no good. That's why you probably started bleeding again.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It hurts a lot.
Well, sure.
They said
right,
it was very
so,
badly infected, so I think that was the best to remove it, you know, than play with it. It was very infected. All the whatever yuck was all the way to the bone. I don't want my bone to get, you know, bad.
Well, yeah, so you had the tooth extracted, right?
Exactly, but it hurts
yeah.
like hell. That's the only thing. I just fight it. You know, I take the Advil, and that's it. I don't need some freaking Tylenol or codeine to, you know, soup me up. That'd be just fabulous. I'll be souped up and half unconscious like I was before. I don't need it.
You don't have any clothes?
Yeah, I do.
Well,
yeah.
Use the clothes.
I put it on last night.
Clothes.
Yeah, I will. Does it conquer infection, too?
Clove is good for the... It calms the nerve.
Yeah, I need it. All right.
No.
I got myself
coconut oil
thing.
Cuts down on the bacteria.
Yeah, no, I use some
soothing.
Yeah. I remember you telling me about your teeth and we're using coconut oil and how nice it was. So I have a coconut oil, but it's only for the hair. I got to get a coconut oil that's for ingestion, you know, that you could eat it or whatever, you know?
Yeah, you got to get one for internal use.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The one for the hair probably has other things in it.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm not going to touch that one. I don't want to take a chance, you know?
All right, Inner Sight brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue, 609-388-7004. I want to thank them for all their help and caring. And adopting Akita, Joanne Diamond, the Akita Lady, Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net is the email. And, you know, help save the Akita.
Inner Sight,
I want to thank Babette Haggerty for her text message today telling me that she sent out the day for Milton. We really appreciate that.
Yeah.
We're moving forward. We're getting a lot of people responding, and lot of people are shocked to learn what happened to Milton.
That's right.
You know, how it happened, how he died.
This is disgusting still.
Not
I
supposed
still
to
that.
Happen that way.
No, it isn't.
No.
And they didn't even apologize. That would be like the best thing at this point that you could do to Michelle and then give her another dog, period. No ands, ifs, or buts about it.
Well, if she'll trust them, it's up to
Michelle. Yeah, that's true, too.
But that should only be part of a settlement.
That's right.
They shouldn't use giving her another dog and say, there's your settlement.
That's
Hell
it.
No.
Hell no is right. She deserves more.
Settlement.
They really sort of botched the way she's going to recover in that sense, you know?
Yeah, they need to give her a proper settlement.
Yeah,
you know,
I agree with that.
Which includes, in my mind, financing a campaign to license and regulate the schools.
That's right. It's terrible.
All right, Inner Sight.
The way they did it.
And all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, and all the others that have perished at the hands of evildoers, we salute them. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight remind you. We're brought to you by Nobody Starves on Long Island, another group that's promoting the Day for Milton, and we thank them. 631-484-3085, dog food, cat food, and medical. Nobody Starves on Long Island, my buddy Gary. 631-484-3085. And I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp. For their help in promoting the Day for Milton. Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. And for their support with the Day for Milton on their website and also their donation.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much for that.
Yeah.
All right. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. And you can call anytime, 24/7. Leave a message.
There you can.
And leave your phone number and contact information. We'll get back to you. Inner Sight, every night, 8 to 9. Right here on Blog Talk Radio. And tonight's show, of course, the nursing home show. Before we get into that, the Third Eye Inside with my friend Devin Fernandez. You want to stay in shape, have some fun doing it, call the Third Eye Inside. 631-445-3464. You keep interrupting me. What do you want?
there was a woman from Suffolk Bus, and she was, I told her about it on the site, right? And I was telling her about, you know, the day from Milton and stuff. She says, oh, I know Devin, and we do classes together for karate or something like that, she was saying. I was like, oh, my. I didn't know you knew him. She goes, yeah, that's a friend of the family. I said, oh, okay. It's kind of nice.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Well, it'd be nice if they came to the day for Milton.
That would be good to... That really would be.
I mean, we're advertising them, you know. We're not charging them any money.
Nah.
So, you have Devin's Facebook?
I have the name of his company. I could look it up.
Well, send him
the
Able News.
Yep.
Tell
I'm giving everybody a chance to, you know. Yeah, I'm hoping.
All right. Inner Sight brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen. 631-286-0444. Shelby's Kitchen. The place where Milton spent many, many hours. And right across from there is the brewing hall where we're going to have the day for Milton. You see a lot of signs of Milton in there, pictures, paw prints, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So check out Shelby's Kitchen, 631-286-0444 on South Country Road, 124 South Country Road in Bellport.
Mm.
Inner Sight and our nursing home show tonight. And...
We have Lorraine
the theme.
Reading.
Good. You want to tell the theme? Go ahead.
Yeah, hang on. Let me just get it out of here. Sorry,
right.
Give me a second. I have it on my notes, too. I don't have to go deep into the thing.
Oh, you don't know the theme?
I do know the theme. I just write it down. I should know it, yes. I wasn't feeling well to get all into it. Okay, getting rid of nursing homes would benefit the average person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So true.
It is.
And the reason I thought of this theme is because how many mm-hmm. people living and working today and trying to make ends meet will wind up in a nursing home and lose
everything.
Their pension, lose their whatever
right.
benefits they're going to get, lose their home, lose their house.
Yeah.
It's got to be in the thousands. I mean...
And it's got to stop, too.
I don't think there's any statistics for that.
No, there isn't.
You know, I mean, if you were to Google that, estimate how many people living today will wind up in a nursing home.
Oh, that's a big, big estimate.
I bet you
there's
no information on that. No numbers.
No, there isn't. Nope.
But we know from experience
that
they're going to wind up there. That's a big reason why you got to get rid of them.
Exactly.
Why should people have to work all their life, you know, and get to an age
mm-hmm.
where they're going to collect Social Security or a pension and wind up in a nursing home where they're neglected and are treated horrible.
Oh, yeah.
And give that money that they worked for to a place
to them.
Where they don't want to be.
That's right. They don't last long.
Nobody in their right mind wants to be in a nursing home.
No. My mother kept holding me. She didn't know how to say it, but she kept holding and shaking me. It was like, don't you understand? And I was like, yeah, I understand.
Yeah, she wanted you to get her the hell out of there.
Yes, she did.
You didn't blame her.
No, I don't blame her at all. I just didn't want her to get hurt by trying
people
to shake
communicate
me.
In different ways sometimes.
Yeah.
You know.
That's true.
So the state, the government, the agencies owe us.
Yes, they do.
To help us keep out of nursing homes. And with our idea, they can make money on it And the government can save money on it.
Yeah.
And believe me, they need that.
Definitely.
I mean, listen, listen to the ridiculous politicians and the news today, and what's going on. Every day, you hear about some politician that's been accused of being crooked.
Or something. Yeah.
I just heard of another judge.
Who's
taking money from some billionaire who, you know, to be, it's going to make him be prejudiced against certain rules or whatever that guy's connected to.
That's
you know, corporate and all that.
Yeah.
So they owe us.
Yes, they do.
They owe us the ability and the means to remain in our own home. That's what people work for.
Right. To
have people work
destiny.
For their home.
Yes, they do.
You know, everybody who pays a mortgage works to keep that home.
Definitely.
Why should they have an institution hanging over their head that's going to pounce on them and take that home away?
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, what kind of stuff is that? That's horrible. You know, that shouldn't be, especially in this country.
Yeah.
So there's a big reason right there, your home, your apartment.
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely.
You're going to lose it? If you're fortunate, if you're lucky, you know, and somebody can pick up the tab. You're in a nursing home and you're lucky and you can get out, but not too many people fall under that category.
That's true, too.
And the place is still there. You know, they lose 3 or 4, 10, 20 people, they bring in 100.
Yeah.
So we want the nursing homes turned into accessible housing. We want the agencies to be mandated to raise money to keep people out of the nursing homes. We want the government to pass a law that insurance companies must sell insurance at a low cost to keep people out of nursing homes.
Yeah, definitely.
That's what's needed here.
Yep.
You know, you buy insurance for just about everything, but you can't buy insurance to keep you out of a nursing home.
No, you can't. The only insurance that might come close to that is long-term insurance. However, if you mention you're on a wheelchair and that's the way you were born, or say that you were blind and that's the way you were, you know, treated by doctors and all like that, well, guess what? They don't give you that. They don't give you that because you have had a previous condition. You know, and then they say they don't.
But what good is long-term insurance if the nursing homes are still there?
That's true, too, but long-term insurance keeps you in your house.
They can always find a way to put you in.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens to the insurance?
The insurance is still there, but it pays for the nursing home, which is horrible.
That's what I mean.
The
money goes there it is again.
Yeah, but you could
the
get yourself out.
The money goes to the nursing home.
As long as you're able to have cognition, you could get yourself out. Speak on your own, you know? Defense.
As long
or
as what?
Have somebody able to help you with speaking to, you know, everybody to get you out, you know?
Well, you
got
to have
that.
A place. You got to have people to help you. You got to have equipment. You
got
to have all that. And the state doesn't help people to stay out.
No.
If it did, it would get rid of these damn nursing homes. If you're going to help people to stay out, what do you need the nursing homes for?
That's true.
See? They'll come down on people. They'll put them in.
They put them in for no reason at all sometimes.
Happens every
just because
day.
They, yeah, like just because they have, they blame the bank that they had, they forgot that they put it in their top drawer and I found it and I gave it to her. The people at the bank were like, well, we didn't know she had a person to take care of her. I said, what, my chopped liver? I'm her daughter.
Well, they should have made the whole damn thing public.
Well, I was trying to figure out how to just get
her
money.
I'm not saying you
would have
kept her out, but it would have helped.
It would have helped, yeah, no.
It would have helped.
Yep.
So, there you have the theme tonight, you know, why the average person should be very concerned about this.
Yeah.
You know, because it's there, and it can take you over.
It can. Very much so.
So that's why people should help Inner Sight.
Yeah.
To publicize our ideas, yeah, and get rid of these nursing homes.
Oh, very much so. I can't stand
them. Doing it for you, for everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not just for the person.
I was in four of them. Do you believe that? Four nursing homes, four different ones.
It's not just for the person or people who are eligible for nursing homes.
Right.
It's more than that.
It is more than that. It's also saving the government money for the nursing. Nursing homes, you know, take in a lot of money. You know, it's saving them money.
And they waste a lot of money, too.
Yes, they do.
All right. 213-816-1650. Anybody on the line?
Yeah, let me take a look. I saw Lorraine there. So let me see if I could bring her in.
On our nursing
home
show
tonight. Yeah. Hold on. Oh, I hate the studio. It doesn't
feel so easily. If you'd like to call in. And we need more signatures on our petition.
Oh, yeah.
How many signatures have we got on that? Do you know?
61 on the nursing home one.
61.
Yeah.
We need 61 million.
There you go. Why won't this move? So
and you know, it shouldn't be so hard to get because there's
right.
millions of disabled people in this country who are under threat
right.
of being put in nursing
homes. Placed in a nursing home, yeah.
What? Yeah.
Placed in a nursing home. I'm sorry if I went down. My mouth is still bleeding.
So we
got
to get more people to sign the petition. We got to try
yeah.
to find a politician or politicians
plural, yeah.
who will see what we're trying to do and make a move, at least, to bring it about.
Let me bring Lorraine in. I just want to see how her aunt is doing. Hold on. Lorraine?
You know. Hello?
Hi, Lorraine. How you doing? Oh. I think she has two phone numbers, and one of them is not working. Hold on, let me go to the other one.
All right. Maybe you should dial back in, Lorraine, if you can hear us.
Yeah, you have two of them. I don't know which one to choose. I have both of them open.
Yeah, Lorraine, dial back in.
Please dial back in, Lorraine. Thank you.
She can hear us.
I hope she can.
So we need to gather and collect stories too. We want to have a news conference, a monthly
yeah.
news conference.
Yeah.
On these nursing homes.
Oh,
greatly
yeah.
needed. To
yeah.
to keep it in front of the public and let people know how not only are their tax dollars being wasted.
Mm-hmm.
But the average person
yeah.
could be in danger of being put into a nursing home.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And you got to have.
Doing? I'm sorry.
You got to get to the media with it.
Yeah, definitely.
Inner Sight.
So
all right.
Lorraine's on. Yeah.
Lorraine, you there?
Yes, I am. Yep. I'm just waiting until you finish speaking.
Oh, hello.
There you go.
Yeah. Welcome.
He had to take over for me because I had a tooth pulled. I'm still
oh,
not right.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have any information about your aunt?
Yeah.
Well, she's better. She's back at the nursing home, and she sounds like herself again.
Oh, good.
She's not babbling or anything like that.
Oh, good. Mm-mm.
But she's still in the nursing home, right?
Yeah, she's still in the nursing home. Mm-hmm.
Where she can get worse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what happened with the, if you don't mind, with the babbling, what was causing it? Do they know?
They really didn't tell. I did not find out any information
right.
about how and why was she babbling.
Yeah.
No. And my mother didn't tell me any information. Huh?
Comes from the brain. It,
yeah.
It does. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep.
But there's many things that can be done about that that these doctors aren't
mm-hmm.
recognizing.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
They don't.
And for sure, you're not going to get that kind of unconventional treatment in a nursing home.
Mm-mm. No way.
No.
See why a person should be in their own home?
Yeah. Because you can eat what you want, do what you want, take what you want.
That's right.
With the means to get the help.
Yeah.
Not just being
that's
in their own
true.
Home and they
mm-hmm.
abandon you. No.
They flounder and abandon them, no way.
Yes.
That's worse than the nursing home.
Now, you see, if your aunt was in her own home with the means to get medical care, she would have the opportunity, and we could help her, she would have the opportunity to try different types of therapy for her babbling.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You don't get
that's
that
true.
In a nursing home.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
You're not going to do that.
You never will.
Hell
mm-hmm.
no.
That's right, Ryan. You never will. That's true.
I could think of two or three doctors who could help her right off the bat, but they're not going to be able to help her in that damn place.
No,
no.
They won't.
The only way I did it with myself. Now, I say I like drinking these sport drinks, and they're really high in protein, blah, 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 blah. I just like drinking them. I don't, you know, he goes, oh, well, then if it's a drink, we could, you know, put it in the refrigerator for you.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in the nursing home. And that's how I got around it. I drank, like, a really good, like vitamin, really full of vitamins and stuff like
yes.
that.
Yeah,
and it had
thing.
Everything in it, and I felt
that.
Better with it doing
we're,
that.
We're talking about people with serious injuries, and they keep pumping drugs into them, and they get
oh, yeah.
worse, and they go back and forth to a hospital.
Back and forth,
to
yeah.
And the idiots
and
at the hospital send them back there.
I know. I don't get to go back. I would say to them, listen, I want you to go to my house. You said you had to evaluate it, and I want to get out of here.
Yes,
that's
right.
Yeah, if you have a house.
It's not my house. It's my mother-in-law's house. So that could have easily
I'm not
been any...
I'm talking about the average person that's in there that lost
mm-hmm.
their home.
That's
we're not
true.
Talking about the people that have a home. At least they can get out and
right.
try to stay out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but when you're in a damn place and you got no place to go...
To go. Uh-huh.
You could even lose your home.
Worse.
You've got to be careful.
That's going to
yeah.
be twice as hard.
Right.
Yes, unless you
that.
Have a person speaking for you to get you out of there, to get you in a sufficient home, if
right.
they had any for you to go to.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, they have people at the independent living, but they're
oh,
so
I
limited.
Oh, I saw something interesting, Frank, but I don't know if they're
so
putting
limited.
In accessibility.
What do you say?
I said, there's something that I saw that was interesting. They have a lot of new developments coming in Farmingdale,
mm-hmm.
and I'm wondering if that they have any kind of, you know, Section 8 that goes with them, but they're
oh.
really nice. There's a whole bunch of them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm going to put my name on all of them.
Okay, go right on ahead. You never know who will call you.
Exactly.
Yes.
Well, the thing is, my mother-in-law told me to do it. She said to
well,
me
you're getting off
that,
the subject a little bit.
Well, yeah, a little bit. Let me just finish what I have to say. My mother-in-law told me that it probably would be a good idea because as soon as, God forbid, I pass away, she said, the home is going straight into the reverse mortgage, and you got to pay it all up.
Oh boy, I can't stand that.
Uh huh.
Reverse mortgages.
So I'm gonna find a way to pay that off. You know, it's gotta be.
Who's
gonna
pay it?
I don't know. I'm gonna look for a sponsor, I suppose. You know, I don't know how to do that, but I could always try. You know,
How many years did she pay it?
No, you don't normally pay that. They give you money, like, say you wanted, I'm just giving you an example, $150,000. They do it on the equity of your house, and they pay you every month.
No, I mean before. Didn't she pay her mortgage every month?
Oh, it was completely paid for, yeah, and had just, like, one or two refinances, and she was going to pay that off within the next few months. And that's what's going on.
The house is all paid for?
Almost all paid for. But she went into this reverse mortgage thing, and it's really, wow. I don't know what to say. It's horrible in a sense.
What was
it's
the
good
reason
and bad
for that?
At the same time.
We're getting off the subject.
Yeah.
Talking about nursing homes and how people are susceptible.
Yeah.
The average person, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, it's not even going to happen or could happen when you get old.
Right.
You know, it could happen if you become severely disabled and you don't have the means to stay out of a nursing home.
Yeah.
I mean, some people are fortunate. You know, they have the means.
That's right.
To stay out of a nursing home. But a lot of people aren't.
I never second guess my fortune about that. So you got to really be, you know, strict with the people that you're speaking with and say, listen, they have a law for this. You know, you got to follow the rules and everything. I looked at all those houses that were near in Farmingdale, and there was nothing that had a ramp, you know, nothing that could bring you into an accessible apartment. I'm thinking that they would put it in once you actually went to go there, and that's kind of late. You should be able to see it and go in.
There's no damn
like
enforcement in that law. You know that.
That's right. I know it. Know it too well. It's sad. It's
a big joke.
It is a big joke.
No enforcement.
That's right.
All right. Inner Sight, 213-816-1650, brought to you by Able News. You want to run the Able News?
Yeah, I could do that. Hold on. Let me move over.
And I want to thank my new friend, Pepper, who will be here, who will be here next week, and we'll start our music segment. Planning to do it next Tuesday. We have it Tuesday and Friday, and we're going to produce a little spot with her.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
I want to thank her for putting up the day for Milton on her Facebook.
Oh wow, I did that too for us.
and helping us with the internet.
Yeah, that's going to be good.
All right, get the Able News.
I'm
going to
play Able News. I'm right here. I'm wondering when to interrupt you.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, page 3.
Oh, yeah.
Picture of Milton and all the details. Please look at it and post it wherever you can. On your social media and all over. May 19th, only a few weeks away now.
Yeah.
Friday, 11 to 2 at the Brewing Hall, Bellport, 14 Station Road. So it's in the Able News, and starting tomorrow it'll be in 4 more papers.
That's right.
And I want to thank Terry for calling me and alerting me about that.
Oh, good.
And I want to thank News 12, who
yeah.
is well aware of the day for Milton.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight, nursing home show, and yeah, get rid of them, turn them into accessible housing.
Yeah.
Mandate the agencies to raise money. You know, agencies need an excuse to fundraise.
Yes, they do.
Especially these days. You know.
Yeah, because they don't get that much money.
They need to attract
big
money people and let them get a tax write-off and start establishing a fund for every vulnerable person. You got to start with the most vulnerable people who are in danger of being put in nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, set up that fund. Let's say, you know, $100,000, let's say, donated to so-and-so to keep them out of the nursing home. You can't use the money for anything else.
That's correct.
Then when something happens, you've got the money. If the state wants to take you to court, you got something to fight with.
That's right.
How are you going to do this? How are you going to do that? Oh, so-and-so has $100,000 and growing
Their
fund not to go to a nursing home. There's the answer, world.
Yeah, and nobody wants to see it. Nobody wants
to. And what will happen
eventually,
the nursing homes will become obsolete.
I hope so. I really do. I don't know what I also think of, too, Frank? I don't know if you think of this, but I say to myself, we have to correct two things, the nursing homes and the home care, to be successful. You need...
Well, if you have the money, you can get your home care.
That's right. And that'll be... But
you don't have to worry about these damn agencies anymore.
Yeah, I know. But I keep that in my mind when I try to do something. Yeah.
It's part of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
But I make sure I keep that in my mind to make sure it's always fresh in my mind and something will be done about it, period.
What you need is a law outlawing nursing homes.
There you go. Think they'll do it?
Sure. If a person can stay in their own home and they have the means to support that, they'll have to do it.
Yeah.
Now, I don't understand why these damn agencies are not fighting to be mandated to raise money. Look at all the money they can make on it.
Yes, they can.
If they're going to raise $150,000 per person, okay, they could raise $250,000 and keep the $100,000 in their agency.
Right.
Now, a quarter of $1 million is not a lot of money.
Yeah, but...
Not today.
Not today. That's true.
You got billionaires who would donate 25 times that.
Yeah, that's true. I would love to start this on a bigger scale than just a town.
You got to mandate the
agency. Long Island.
It's got to be a mandate. It's got
to
be an executive congressional
order. Right.
Mandate. That they must do it.
Yeah, they really must do it.
That's where it would come in. Because all this volunteer stuff is too weak. It's not going to work.
That's the truth.
Not going to work. So that's the inner sight idea, and that's how to keep people out of nursing homes. And that's how also eventually how to protect all the people who are working now and who could wind up in a nursing home. You know?
Yeah, it's true.
Create an insurance plan to keep people out of nursing homes. That's another thing
true.
That could come out of all this.
Yes.
You know?
They are saying that they need a big overhaul and they're going to do it. I have no idea what to expect out of that.
They have insurance plans for doctors, for dentists, for all these medical... Why don't they have one to keep people out of nursing homes?
I'd like to create one. That'd be good.
Yeah, right. Go ahead. You should go get the money.
Right.
And you have to be a licensed insurance person.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight. We don't have a title for tomorrow night.
We'll figure it out. We'll have it before we start the show.
Friday we have a title.
Yes, we do.
The Frolics.
The Frolics. We
Friday
frolic
Frolics.
All the place. All
right. Tomorrow night, I don't know. We will.
We'll think of something.
Toss it around. Did you send out that tweet about the show tonight, Milton?
Yeah, I did. Yep.
Well, do it again after we get off the air.
Yeah, well, it's easier that way. Right now my mouth has its own heartbeat.
Yes, tweet it again.
Yeah.
We want everybody to see that.
Yeah, it's important.
840 New York, Inner Sight. On the Nursing Home Show. And again, once again, we extend our invitation. Anybody who's trying to keep a loved one out of the nursing home and you need help, let us know.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. We'd be happy to plan some kind of a fundraiser for you.
That'd be good.
How's your aunt, by the way?
Oh. She's called me today. She was worried about me. Right when I get off the phone, I got to really call her and talk with her. Then she calls me when she worries about me.
Thinking about you.
Yeah. But the thing is that she worries herself to, you know, too much. I don't want her to get sick, you know. She's still in her house. She drives the car around the block to just get something from the store, which is right around the block from her. That's the only thing we allow her to do. Everything else that's further than that, they drive her where she needs to go.
So she's driving. That's good.
Yeah, but I don't think... Here's the thing. She's driving, but then she's not eating properly. This is the things that, you know, is very contrary to each other. She has to, you know...
How do you know she's not eating properly?
Well...
How do you know about that? You're not there.
Well, my, through marriage, Mitchie went over there, and when he went over there, he saw her, you know, just nibbling on snacks all throughout the day. That's not good for diabetes. You know, that's one thing.
No, you got to get her some greens.
Yeah, but she won't eat those. Uh-huh. She'll go to the
good
Olive
protein
Garden.
Protein stuff.
She'll go to Olive Garden, Frank, spend a whole lot of money on Olive Garden, and then complain she doesn't have food in the refrigerator. You see how this all works? She should be making a meal.
She needs somebody to
help
her a little bit.
Yeah, and buy her groceries.
Yeah.
Help her with that, yes.
Yeah, exactly. But the thing that bothers me is in Florida, it's a totally different program.
Mm-hmm.
It's the nursing home or nothing. You don't have
boy.
Yeah, my uncle was lucky, and I'm going to say this, it's going to sound weird, lucky that he had cancer because he had hospice. You know, and he lasted a very long time with that the hospice. He was on it all the time. They gave him wheelchairs, they gave him everything. You know, so I don't have to bring my wheelchair per se.
Hospice is because you're going to pass away, right?
Yeah. That's right, and he had bad bone cancer. They said, he was only going to live a few months. He lived years longer.
Wow.
I was going to say, suppose you go on it and you don't die.
That's
there you go.
What happened.
Well, they want their money back, son of a bitch?
No, they can't. They can't take their money back. They know that some of that money has helped the people to stay in that position. Then they put them in like a hospice type of palliative care unit. And it's
Do you
really...
know that Mickey Mouse is suing the governor of Florida?
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Yeah, I think I heard this, sort of.
All over the news.
Yeah, that just
They're accusing him of interfering with their business. Now, what the hell is
That's
this guy
true.
Doing? I don't know.
They're taking, like, I remember them talking about it, that they were saying that Disney didn't pay certain types of taxes or something like that. I have no idea. It was at night when I was watching it half asleep.
I don't know what it's about.
Yeah, I'd like to find out.
But there
out
goes another politician
doing really, really bad stuff to, you know, and it bothers me. How could they be doing the bad stuff and we are suffering Because they've done
Look at all the money they're wasting going to court with these politicians.
Yeah, they should just settle.
The government has to spend all that money on lawyers.
Yeah.
You know. It's crazy,
it's terrible,
man. Yeah, so Intersight has the solution.
Oh yeah.
We gotta get out there and get more names on that petition.
Definitely.
We gotta try to attract a now the big thing is gonna be with this election is gonna be money.
Yeah. For everything.
We have to try to attract whoever wants to be president.
Mm-hmm.
And try to pin them down and say, hey, we have an idea where you could save all this money.
That's true.
You know, and I think a lot of people would vote for them.
Yeah, for sure.
Especially if they're disabled and they don't want to go to a nursing home.
Yeah. Well, to me, I don't understand what is wrong with, you know, saying, hey, I don't want to live in a nursing home. There should be nothing wrong with that. But they find
it. You should have your right, yeah.
Yeah, you should have your rights.
Right.
You should have a way to get out of that, too. I don't understand why they force it on people. That's what bothers me.
Well, it's going to take a campaign to get the point across.
Yeah,
you know,
they force it on
people. It's
going to
take a united movement.
Yeah, under one message.
For people.
You know, free people.
Who everybody agrees that I talk to that it's a good idea to turn them into accessible housing.
Yeah, because there's very little housing.
But the question is, what are they going to do about it?
I don't know. Now, what bothers me, too, is the minimal access to all these new apartments that are being put up right in my own town. And you're sitting there shaking your head. I wonder how much this one's going to be. Is it going to be closer to $3,000 instead of $2,000?
Yeah, but wait a minute. But that's got nothing to do with the nursing homes.
In a way, it does. If you're not eligible for those.
No, you don't want to divert the attention.
Yeah.
To those apartments. You want to focus on the nursing homes. The demonstration should be turn the nursing homes into accessible housing.
Yes.
You know, how do you do it? Get the agencies mandated to raise the money.
Yeah. Definitely.
You know, keep people in their own homes. That's how you got to approach it. Of course, those homes have to be accessible.
Fully accessible, yeah. That's
you can put that in. But you got to stay focused. You see what I mean? Right away, you're going off on a different thing. If we're going to do a demonstration, let's say maybe next fall.
That'd be good.
Well, it'll only be good if it's going to be effective.
That's right.
You see how we did? You see how we're doing today for Milton?
Yes, I see it.
It's united.
That's right.
Everybody knows what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a day for Milton.
That's right, no matter what.
Yeah. That's how you have to be with turning the nursing homes into accessible housing.
Yeah, definitely.
It has to be a united effort with a clear message. Not people acting stupid and chaining themselves to a door. That's going to divert.
Yeah,
that's going to ruin the whole thing.
That's just, that's ridiculous.
I don't
it's
going to
ruin the whole
that.
Thing. That has not worked. Mm-hmm.
That has not worked and clearly not worked.
It's a waste of time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It has to be legal on the up and up.
Yeah.
We have to get responsible people who are going to get up on a podium and say why this is a great idea. That's what you need, man.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
That's right. Laying it right out there.
You got to be united. One message. You know.
I think
the way to build up to that is to have a news conference every month.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I mean, I would check with Ira. He may have some better ideas, but you know.
You have to stay on top of it.
Definitely.
And you can use a lot of these celebrities, for example.
That's true.
Stevie Wonder doesn't have to go to a nursing home. Why? Because he's got the means.
He has money.
He has the money.
See?
We can't be lackadaisical either. Look what happened with Marlene. She had the money and her brother took it away.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So we got to be careful with that also. People could have the money and be...
Yeah, because she lost in court. She didn't have a good lawyer.
No, she didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put her in a nursing home under supervision of a legal guardian, which is even worse.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She almost gave up.
That's why you have to, at the same time, pass a law that these nursing homes become obsolete.
That's right.
See?
That's the only way you're going to do
it. If you had a law like that, Marlene would have had to go home.
That's right. Yeah. It's so crazy.
So, there you have it. Inner sight and the idea
Frank
of...
My tooth is bleeding a lot now. I just have to get off the air a bit. All right? So I'm going to say goodbye to everybody. I know it's kind of late, too.
Okay.
All right.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
You're welcome. Feel better. I hope it gets
better. I'll be better by tomorrow, but right now it's
good.
Bleeding.
All right.
Stop it. All right, thanks.
Okay.
All right. In a sight, let me remind everyone, May 19th, you can, if you're local out here in Suffolk County, pick up the Long Island Advance tomorrow, page 10, Milton picture, and all the other paper, the Islip Bulletin, all the papers, the chain of the family hometown papers should have the ad about Milton starting tomorrow. All right, and please put it up on your social media. Help us spread the word. We greatly appreciate that.
Yes, please do.
Yeah, May 19th, Brewing Hall, Belport, New York, 14 Station Road. And I'll be going over there Saturday to meet with Tom and Michelle. And
oh, nice.
We're going to try to do a YouTube video.
Mm-hmm.
So, day for Milton. All right.
Yeah. And it's going to be a grand day that day.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
A lot of people want to come, you know. And,
yes.
I've been giving out, I had this flyer made up. They put two pictures of Milton on it.
Oh, okay.
It was a beautiful flyer, you know.
Yes. I'm pretty sure they are.
You can see part of it in the, well, the Able News has that big picture of Milton.
I told them. I don't know if they did it or not. I don't even know if they put it to their Facebook page.
Well, you have to remind them.
Yes, I got to keep on reminding them.
Well,
mm-hmm.
You know, hopefully they'll post it.
I hope so.
You know, get it out there.
Yes.
All right, Insight, and tomorrow night show to be announced. Friday's the Funnies. Louie will be here. And we'll probably get an adventure from Jimmy Dinigan.
Okay, that'll be funny.
On Friday.
I love that.
And whatever. We're going to talk about... Okay, summer's coming, right?
Yes, it is.
But we're going to reverse it. We're going to talk about winter and the man who invented heated underwear.
Oh.
Heated underwear, Friday night.
Okay, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. You know, they have little heaters.
Yes. Yeah.
In the underwear.
Walking
Man,
around.
I don't
with
think
a
I would want that. Forget it. The damn thing explodes. Forget it.
Oh, that's right.
Heated underwear. All right. We're going to do Oh, we're going to do a commercial. We're going to show you how to do commercials for heated underwear.
Yes.
Friday night on the Frolic.
Mm-hmm.
So be with us to find out about if you're a candidate for heated underwear.
Mm.
Maybe if one of the presidential politicians want to win, you know, they want to run, maybe they'll give out heated underwear. Imagine that.
Very different. Oh, yeah.
And I'll make sure that every individual in this country does not freeze this winter. Heated underwear.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so be with us Friday night, and we'll analyze the whole thing.
Yes.
All right, this is our nursing home show. Turn them into accessible housing, and we need a new age to come in with this.
Yes.
You know,
definitely.
A whole new concept.
Yes.
You know, where people can be free and liberated.
That's right.
You know, and
live out their lives in peace.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Without anybody yelling at them or
yeah, protect their assets.
Them. Yeah, protect them.
Whatever you work
yeah.
for.
That's right. And protect their worth, their well-being. Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's so many people who are retired now. You know, they're up in the 80s, you know.
Yes, they are.
Any day, they could. The state could try to put them in a nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
There goes all the money they worked for. Maybe they want to leave that money to their blind grandchild or something. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You can't do that. The state's going to take
it. That's right. So, got to try to keep them.
You know, something
out
like
of
that.
It.
You know.
Yes.
They have a disabled relative, you know, oh, grandpa's going to leave you his money, you know. Yeah.
Mm.
Not if you're in a nursing home.
That's right. You won't get it.
They're going to
try
to get it.
Most definitely they will get it.
Sure.
So you can't let that happen. No. Let them live out their days in peace. Let them be happy to be with their family. They're great. The grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, well,
I know
either
I would,
the family or good, responsible people who,
yeah.
if they have a fund, they could pay those people.
Yes. I know
I would
want
that. A lot of people, believe me, who would like a job like that.
Oh, yes, they would.
Especially if they know they're being well paid.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes.
To me, that's the best way.
That's right.
The inner sight. All right, we'll be with you tomorrow night. I want to thank Suzanne, Lorraine, all our listeners and callers.
Thank you.
And, if you missed us tonight, call in tomorrow night. And we'll be with you tomorrow night on Inner
yes.
Sight. Thank you so much. Goodbye, world.
Yes.
Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night, everyone. And one note. If you have someone that you're thinking about on your mind, don't hesitate. Give them a call because that call can mean they want your help or they need to speak with you. Whenever
right.
the things
call
that they have
site.
On their mind.
631-224-3090. Thank you very much. Goodbye, world.
Yes. Good night, everyone, and enjoy your evening. Don't forget, call the person if you have them on their mind.